Good morning, New Hope. How's everyone doing today? So today we are in week three of our series, Tell Yourself the Truth. And during this series, we are looking at phrases, mantras, or ideas that shape how we think. But here's a question with these ideas. Are they actually true? Do we really believe that? And over time, sometimes these ideas can become so ingrained into us that they influence everything we do and everything we decide to do in life. But at the end of the day, when we compare them with the Word of God, we know that these phrases or ideas go against what God has. So if this is your first time with us here at New Hope, we are so glad that you're with us. I am Pastor Yayo, and we are excited to jump into this series called Tell Yourself the Truth. So let me just catch you up. For this over past 2 weeks, we have seen two different phrases. One is called love what you do and you'll never work a day in your life. Love what you do and you'll never work a day in your life. And here's another phrase that we use. Don't get mad, get even. In fact, I heard that yesterday in a movie I was watching. I was like, hey, I know that one now. Don't get mad, get even. And Pastor Rusty did a fantastic job showing how these statements stack up against what the Bible says. And he rephrased them and changed them. And the first one is called, serve the one who created you, and you'll never waste a day of your life. And the second one is, don't get mad, get healthy. And I think with those two statements, I can go home now. Well, today we are going to jump into another statement. But before we jump into this one, let me give you a health update. As of now, I'm kind of sick. So if you hear my voice leaving me, that's because my voice is gone. So Robin will jump in and continue the message for me. But let me just give you an update. Three weeks ago, I went to my doctor, to my follow-up doctor. And as I was talking to him, I told him, Dr. Dean, I'm done with cancer. I'm free from cancer. Yay. I'm working some other health stuff. Yay. But there's something in 2021 that I'm dealing with, and I would like to start at tackling this issue. I have a fatty liver. So my doctor recommended me to a gastroenterologist. That's a fancy word, gastroenterologist, which I met 2 weeks ago. And as I'm talking to this doctor, the first thing he does is like, man, I'm so happy you are here because of your fatty liver. Most people don't come see me for a fatty liver, so good job. And then he tells me, most Americans don't even know they have a fatty liver. And then he tells me, but I got a little bit of bad news. There's no magic pill. There's nothing that I can give you right now that will make your fatty liver go away. But then he says, but I got good news. It's not as hard as you think doing this. I'm like, oh, no. What? He's about to make it hard on me. He's like, this is what I want you to do. In a month or two, I want you to do an ultrasound on your liver. Then, starting the day off, that same day I was with him, I want you to start eating 1,600 calories a day. Church, 1,600 calories a day. Now, let's put that into perspective. Do you know how many calories are in two tacos? Just think of it. I Googled the research and did everything. 660 calories are in two tacos without the hot sauce and the Coke. I eat about 4 to 6 in one sitting. And if they're good, I can add up to 10. Now, I like a good burger. I do love my good cheeseburger. And there's a Five Guys right close over here. A burger, a Five Guys cheeseburger has 840 calories, not counting the fries. All of that in one setting. I eat 2 times a day at most. And when I eat, I eat. All right, I'm the guy that if we go to a Mexican restaurant, I'm ordering the cheese dip, the guacamole, the appetizers, the meal, and let's get the dessert. That's easily 3,000 calories, easily. But let me be honest with you. I've been holding up into this mindset for years now. I am who I am, and I can change. I am who I am, and I can change. I am who I am. I love to eat food, and that's who I am. I'm going to eat and going to eat and continue to eat because that's who I am. And I can't change, and I won't change. That's who I am. That's my mindset. That's been my model for since I can remember. I love food. I enjoy food. And I convinced myself that that's just who I am. I've been so stubborn about this that my wife will say, you are just hard-headed. And yes, I am. I am hard-headed. I like to eat. But here's the thing. If I am going to change my health, and if I want to honor God with my body, something needs to change. Something needs to change. Yet, my mind keeps telling me, I am who I am, and I can change. Can you relate yourself with that this morning? Maybe for you it's not food, but perhaps it's something else. Maybe our bad habits or an addiction. Perhaps it's smoking, drinking, watching shows until 4 a.m., playing PS5 until 6 a.m., waking up late to work, and you telling yourself there's something I need to change, but you say that's who I am. Or maybe it's anger or impatience. Maybe you convince yourself, that's just how I am. I have a short fuse, so people must just deal with it. I'm angry all the time. That's who I am. Or maybe you deal with a negative mindset. You might tell yourself, I've always been a pessimist, and I can't help it but to see the worst. And that's how you think. I see the worst in every situation. Or maybe you're saying to yourself in a relationship, there is a pattern of an unhealthy relationship where you say to yourself, I just attract unhealthy relationships. You go from dating a person who was bad to another person who's worse. And you keep saying to yourself, why do I keep doing this? And all you say, well, that's who I am. I attract the awful and the bad influence on me. Or maybe it's your work or your finances. Perhaps you settle your mindset, I will always be living paycheck to paycheck. That's just who I am. I will always be living paycheck to paycheck. I'm just not good with money. So here's the question. Why is it so hard for us to change? Why? The truth is that we all have areas where we feel stuck, where we think it's impossible to change. And this mindset of I am who I am, I can change, can become a barrier to the growth of what God wants to do in us. This attitude of I am who I am and I can change feels free. When we say it, it feels free. I am who I am. I can eat 10 tacos if I want to. It just feels so free to say that. But to be honest, it denies the transformative power of God and what he can do in us. But church, there is good news. God doesn't leave us where we are. He equips us with the power to change when we surrender to him. God doesn't leave you right where you are. When you come to him, he will equip you to change when you surrender to him. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, this means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone and new life has together begun. So when we come to Christ, a new life has begun. So if you are a believer, if you are a follower of Christ, you might be wondering, why do I have this mindset? I was wondering that last night. Why do I have this mindset of I can eat what I want? I am who I am. I just can eat whatever I want. Why? Why do I have that mindset? Well, the truth is that as followers of Christ, we are still humans. We are not perfect. And we will wrestle with our old nature. We will fight against our negative patterns. And it's easy to fall back to our comfort, to what's familiar, even when it's not best for us. It's just easy to feel comfortable. And sometimes we justify it by saying this is how God made me. I'm this way because God made me this way, so I'm good. But maybe you are here today and you are not sure if you believe in God yet, and somebody invited you to New Hope. And you might be thinking this, something like this: I tried to change, but nothing has worked. This is just who I am. Why fight it? Maybe you try to read self-help books, willpower books, or maybe an advice for friends, but it seems like nothing works, and you're still stuck where you at. And it feels like change is impossible. So you just accept the things just as they are. Whether you are a believer or not, there's something we all have in common. Change is not easy. Change is hard. But it also pushes us off our comfort zones. When we want to change, it takes us out of our comfort zones. And it challenges how we think and what we think of stuff. But here's the good news. Real lasting change doesn't come from our own strength or efforts. It comes from God. That's where the change begins, when we start trusting God. He's the one who created us. He's the one that knows us. He knows I love food. And he knows I enjoy a great Korean barbecue all you can eat. He knows that. He knows it. I know he does. But he also can transform me from the inside out. He knows that too. So Luke 18:27 says, he replied, this is Jesus talking, "What is impossible for people is possible with God." So I know as I'm dealing with this health transformation with God, I will be able to defeat it, because he's the one that gives me the strength. So I want to share you a story, the rich man's story that we go find in Luke. So this is a story where a rich man comes to Jesus. We are in Luke 18. A story where a rich man comes to Jesus with a question. And he says, "Good teacher, what should I do to inherit eternal life?" So Jesus responds, "You know the commandments? You must not commit adultery. You must not murder. You must not steal. You must not testify falsely, and honor your father and mother." So this man replies, "I have done all of this since I was young." Then Jesus challenged him with something greater. All right, then you've done this. Now, Jesus does this. Let's read together Luke 18:22-23. When Jesus heard his answer, he said, "There is still one thing you haven't done. Sell all of your possessions and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." But when the man heard this, he became very sad, for he was very rich. So this man is sad, but we don't know what happens next. So that's something I like about the New Testament. The New Testament, there's four books in the New Testament in the beginning, which is Mark, Luke, Matthew, and John. And they give you different perspectives of what was going on in Jesus. So Matthew, where we are about to read, tells you what happens next. So Matthew 18:22 says this: "But when the young man heard this, he went away sad, for he had many possessions." So this rich man left. He left the place. He went sad. So I want us to focus how this rich man responded to Jesus' invitation. After Jesus told him to go sell everything he owned and give it to the poor, the rich man decided not to do it. And his actions show that he is who he is, and he's not going to change. "I am who I am, and I won't change." That's basically what his actions show. "I have all of these possessions. That's who I am. That's what identifies me. I'm not living that. That's who I am." So this rich man denies the invitation of Jesus. He valued possessions and his current way of life more than the eternal life that Jesus was offering him. He denied him. Now, how often do we do the same? Jesus is inviting us. Jesus is calling you to change, but we keep denying his invitation to change. Whether it's a habit, whether it's a relationship or a mindset, we hold back. Maybe it's fear. Maybe you are scared of change. Maybe it's pride. That's me. I'm too prideful to change my eating habits. God made me a fluffy Mexican that loves to eat. Okay? That's who God made me. That's who I am. And that's my pride. But I could be wrong already there. Or maybe it's not pride. Maybe it's not, maybe it's just your comfort. You're just comfortable where you are at. You're good in the place you are at. And you don't want to change because you feel, it feels familiar. It feels relaxed. I know my zone. I know my lane. So it feels good. That's just who I am. The rich man's story is a reminder that clinging to the familiar can keep us from stepping into the fullness of what God has for us. When we hold into what we think we know, it can hold us back from what God has for us. So let me read that again. Clinging to the familiar can keep us from stepping into the fullness of what God has for us. Change isn't easy, but it's necessary if we want to follow Jesus. When you start following Christ without you even realizing it or noticing it, you are changing day and night, little by little. We just don't see it. So I want to give you 4 steps that will help you start transforming your mindset and start changing and start going into this transformative change with Jesus. So the first step is this. Recognize the lie. We need to recognize the lie. This first step is understanding that these statements, whichever statement it is that we'll be studying, is that they are lies. We can't live our lives without change. Just think of that. Think about it. How many times have you already changed? Whether it's in a work, whether it's at school, wherever you are, you have changed. Maybe you grow in a career, improve a relationship, or overcome fear. Change is not only possible, change is part of life. But the enemy, the devil, tells you, you cannot change. That's who you are. The challenge happens when it requires of us to let go of something that we are holding too tight. When we hold on to something too tight, then it's hard for us to let go. We don't want to change that. I don't want to let go of my tacos. I love my food. I want to keep them whole into me. But remember, it's a lie. And we must reject it. That is not who we are. That's a lie. We can change. And the reason why I can say that, back in 2018, when I first moved into Stafford, Virginia, I noticed that majority of the staff at the church I was working at were in shape. They were buff. I'm like, how do you guys are buff? And the pastor back in that day, he told me, everybody works at Quantico, Yayo. And if we want to reach Quantico, we got to look like them. So we wake up at 5 a.m. and we run together. So I'm like, Pastor, I don't know if I can do that. I mean, I can look to some other Hispanics that look like me, but here's the change idea I ended up doing. I stopped drinking fountain drinks, Coke, Sprite, all those things, and just drank water. Something I never thought I was not able to do, I ended up doing it. And it was one of the greatest decisions ever, because I do feel healthier with just drinking water. Now the doctors challenged me with something else. But change is possible. We can do change. Now, once we recognize the lie, let's go to step number 2. Replace the lie with God's truth. Replace the lie with God's truth. There's a book I read a couple of years ago. It's titled Winning the War in Your Mind by Craig Rochelle. And this book gives a very powerful insight into this subject, into this battle. And he says this. If Satan's primary weapon is lies, then our greatest kind of weapon is the truth of God's word. So if the enemy is going to lie to you 24/7, we can grab the Bible and counterattack it and say, not today, Satan. You don't tell me who I am. You don't tell me what to do, because the word of God says I'm free in Jesus. The word of God freed me from all of those bad habits I already have. So not today. So that's something we can start doing, is by attacking those lies with the word of God. That's powerful, and that's your strongest weapon we can use against the enemy. Just think of this. When Jesus was tempted 3 times, how did he attack the enemy? By God's word. So when you are facing a battle of an old habit, use God's word to defeat it, because it has power. Look what Hebrews 4:12 says. For the word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. The word of God isn't just a book. It's alive, it's active, and it's transformative. The word of God will change you, will equip you, and will set you free from your old habits, from your old past. The word of God has the power to transform you. You just have to believe it. And you have to recognize that the enemy is going to lie to you 24/7, but the word of God is going to set you free from those lies. So you need to equip yourself with the word of God. And you may ask, Yayo, how can I start reading the word of God? Well, there's a study that we do here at New Hope. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and Fridays, we have a Bible study called Bible Study in Prayer. On Mondays, we have a YouTube channel where you can study the word of God with Rusty and some other people. And we have also a study we are doing called Encounters of Jesus. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. There's more information outside in the lobbies. You can find it. But if you need help, start there. Or just start by reading one verse. I mean, we have apps on our phones these days that can tell us, that can remind us. Okay, so there's no excuse. So first, deny the lie. Deny, recognize the lie. Then we go replace the lie with God's truth. And our third step is this. Take small, consistent steps. Change doesn't happen overnight. And it doesn't have to be overwhelming. Start small. Start doing small steps. Maybe it's committing to read the Bible daily. Maybe it's memorizing scripture. Maybe it's praying constantly. But start doing small steps. Maybe for you today is to join a group. For our young couples who are married or about to get married from the age of, let's say, if you're between 20 and late 30s, I have a small group for young couples that meet here every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Maybe you start there. Or if you're a young adult, for my young adults, I have a small group on Thursday at 7 p.m. Maybe just join me there. Start small. And we have more other groups. We got plenty of groups. Just go to our website. I'm just advertising my groups here. We got plenty of groups. But when you start, can I even say this? Not even in Spanish. What's the word? I lost the word in Spanish and English. Welcome to my head. If you want to become a better follower of Christ, you have to be with others who also want to do the same. If you want to read the Bible more, you got to hang out with people that read the word more, because that will motivate you. And it starts by small steps. Now, our first step is this. Trust God's power, not your own. You cannot do it. I'm sorry. I know you're strong. I know you feel that you control yourself. I'm be honest, you can't. Only God can change you. Only God can transform you. Only He will give you the power. He gives you the strength that you need. In fact, Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So God doesn't call us to change without equipping us. He guides us through our journeys. So when we feel weak or stuck, His strength is sufficient for us, because He is strong. And change begins with God's word. Change begins with God's word. When we embrace His truth and allow it to shape our lives, we move from saying, I am who I am and I can change, to declaring, I am who God says I am, and through Him, I can change. That's our new phrase. I am who God says I am. And through Him, I can change. Do you guys believe that today? I am who God says I am, and through him, I can change. Church, in Christ, change is not only possible, it's promise. Change is not only possible, it's promise. The Bible shows us how God keeps equipping us, how God wants to transform us for his purpose. We don't have to believe the lie anymore. We are new. So, for these past 2 weeks, I've been eating 1,600 calories. I am hungry. I am starving. And I feel the reason why yesterday, what I was so sick yesterday, was because my body's fighting it. My body's telling me, No. I do need my food. And I'm fighting it. I buy myself a scale to weigh my food. I buy an app that can tell me how much I weigh. My wife is shocked that I'm doing all of this. But if I want to get better, I need to trust God that his power comes from him. Even though I am starving, even though I'm craving a pepperoni pizza with pineapple, I'm sorry. Even though right now I feel I'm about to fall asleep, I'm just fall down, that's how weak I am right now. I know God is strong. And I know that I'm not the one speaking, but he's the one speaking. And he's the one that's keeping me up right now. Change is possible when we trust God. Change is possible when we say to ourselves, this body is not mine. This body is his. And I need to honor it. And also, I want to live longer for my wife and my kids. After dealing with cancer and dealing all the other stuff, I'm like, I need to take care of myself. Because if I'm out, who's going to take care of my family? I know God will, but I know also God has some other plans for me as well. So I need to do my part. And my part is to trust them. My part is to have self-control. Because here's the thing, church. Eating is not bad. I can enjoy Korean barbecue. I can enjoy tacos. I can enjoy anything I want to eat. I just have to have self-control. I can still eat what I want. I just have to have self-control and limit myself. Instead of jumping and eating a feast, maybe just slow back and take a step back and be like, I'm only eating this, this, and this. And that's it. That's 1,600 calories. I'm good. In fact, on Friday, this is so funny. On Friday, I had 600 calories left. And my wife is like, you want to get some ice cream? Like, yes, I got enough room for a piece of ice cream. So I went to McDonald's and got myself a sundae. That was 300 calories. And I was like, I still got some leftovers. But that's it. And I went to sleep. This morning, we went to Starbucks, and I just found out that the banana bread pudding, one slice of it, has 400 calories. My wife is like, you want a piece? I'm like, no, I'm okay. I want to save it for something better tonight. But when you start living, like, I know it sounds stressful. For some people, it could be like, that's crazy, and I get it. But it's my health. I had to take care of myself. I mean, I don't have to wait for a doctor to tell me I got to lose weight. I got to figure it out. And this is what the Bible says, 1 Corinthians 10:31. So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the together glory of God. We need to do it for the glory of God. Even something small as simple as eating less food is an act of worship. We need to surrender everything to him. Change isn't about perfection. It's about progress and trusting God to lead the way. When you aim for perfection, I say this before, you go get frustrated. So change isn't about perfection. It's about progress and trusting God to lead the way. So church, change is not only possible, it's promise. In Christ, we are new creations being transformed day by day into his likeness. When we embrace his truth and hold into it, we know that God will change us. And now we can declare this and say this out loud. I am who God says I am, and through him, I can change. So today, maybe you are struggling with something. Maybe it's not food, maybe something else. How about we say this out loud together? And join me as I'm trying to do this new transformation. If there's something you need to let go, if there's something that's holding you back, if there's something that you know you need to change, but you are so yayo, so stubborn, that you're not willing to let go, I want you to say this with me together. I am who God says I am, and through him, I can change. So let's do this together. It's not on the screen, so don't worry, because it's an easy phrase. So let's do it together. One, two, three. I am who God says I am, and through him, I can change. Amen. Church, through him, we can change. Let's commit together. Let's commit today to reject the lie together and embrace the truth of Christ that we are being new. And maybe today, you need to make a change of loyalty. Maybe today, your first step is to believe in Christ as your Lord and Savior. Maybe today you are that rich man and God is inviting you to join him. So maybe today you need to accept Christ for the first time. It doesn't have to be, accepting Christ is not complicated. It's just repenting of your sins and telling him, I surrender to you, and calling him Father. That's how easy it is. And maybe that's you today. Maybe today you do want to make that step and be like, yeah, yo, that's me. I'm tired of these old patterns. I'm tired of this way of living. I need to come and accept Christ for the first time. So there's a welcome card in front of you. There's a check that you can say, I want to accept Christ. Fill that out. Give it to me or put it in our outside boxes that we have, and we'll get in touch with you. Or maybe while we're praying, we'll have people praying. You can just tell them, I want to accept Christ today. Don't leave sad, New Hope, like this rich man left. Don't be that rich man who left sad. Be that person that you go be happy, even though you're struggling with something. God will change that and transform you. Or maybe you are a believer already, and you are stuck like Yayo with this mindset, I can't change. Perhaps today, God is calling you to trust him and to just give it to him. Lord, here's my struggle. I will surrender this to you. I will surrender this to you. Change is not only possible. Remember this. Change is promise. Change is promise. Or for you, maybe you are here. You've been walking with God for a long time. And you're not willing to let go of that bad habit you hold tight. Just surrender to God. Just give it to him. And watch what he can do. Or maybe you are trying to figure out who Jesus is. Maybe you're here today just testing out the waters. Who's God? Who is this Jesus people follow? And you are not sure if you want to believe yet. And that's okay. But let me ask you this. What if God can really change you? What if God can give you a new purpose? What if God can give you a new identity? What if today, maybe you don't want to accept Christ for the first time, or you don't want to accept him, but you're doubting. Maybe just ask God, if you're real, show me. God, if you're real, show me. Just leave the building asking that question. And trust me, I believe he'll show you. He'll show you somewhere. So let's close with this, church. Change is not only possible, it's promise. God's word is the power and the key for you and I to start changing. And remember this, I am who God says I am, and through him, I can change. I am who God says I am, and through him, I can change. For the next 2 minutes, I just want us to pray. So I want you all to close your eyes. And if there's something there that you are not willing to let go, surrender that to God. Give that to God right now. I'll go give you about a minute so you can talk to God where you are. No one else in the room, is you and God. And just tell God, this is my struggle. Maybe you do want to accept Christ. This is the opportunity where you can say, God, I want to accept you. But just take time. It's you and God right now. It's you and God. Father, I am who you say I am. And Lord, I know that with you, we can change. Today, Father, I pray for everyone in this room who is having that battle of changing, of letting go of something they are afraid of or used to. I pray that they can surrender that to you. Father, I pray that when we go home this week, today, we can trust you and surrender this. That we can be more in your word. That we can spend more time in your word. That we can pray more. That we can get closer to you. Father, I am who you say I am. And through you, we can change. We believe that, Father. In your name we pray and say, amen. Thank you, church.